Only the Rat and Cuff really, and then they haven't really knocked that down properly.
No, they haven't.
Properly now, but I can remember George Taylor living there.
Do you?
I remember
right.
going up onto it, and we were feeding sheep. We used to go up that way, go in that way, feed the sheep, and then come back down the Summerhouse Road the other way, like we did a circle. Can't remember, we might even have fed some at that end, and then gone over to the other end and fed some more. And we used to come off by Wicknell Villa then, in like a big circle. And I can quite often remember going up Well Lane and seeing light in window.
Yeah.
When I can remember him being there, but I can't have been that old, but because I think it would probably be about 66 or 7 when he packed up there. I think I can't just remember what exact date it was, but yeah, that's another vivid memory of going up there and seeing. And I know he were a grumpy old sod. He were very at sheep out used to get. I know, cracky Moses, because he had the land round. He had the Rat and Cliff land round there as well. Like that 60-acre, if any at sheep, I don't know, God, and you went for a laugh, God. He used to tell you what he thought.
Yeah, sort of trying to sneak them off when we'd
to a certain extent, yeah. Yeah, you were a grumpy devil.
Was it just him then?
I think so, yeah. I think his wife had died. I think they're just George there then. But like he were there, and then he moved to a bungalow on Lodge Bank, I think, somewhere afterwards.
All right, yeah.
I think he had one built on Lodge Bank and moved to that, and then they just left it empty after that.
Right.